The number of university students earning A's is on the up. A's could soon be the most common grade. That's according to the New Zealand Initiative, who found as the number of A's increase, the other grades are decreasing in frequency. They argue it dilutes the grade and could undermine public trust in higher education. Dr. James Kierstead carried out the study and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning. Tell us about your research here and what results you actually looked at.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, the main result is the one that you just reported, that the A's are about to become the most common grade at New Zealand universities, as they have been in American universities for about 30 years. Another result is that we have what scholars call grade compression. So the grades get more samey. More and more students are getting A or B, and fewer students are getting any other grade. In New Zealand, we think the real action is actually with the A's. It's the A's that are really taking over. The B's and the C's have actually both gone down. In some other countries, you see the top two grades sort of go up together, but in New Zealand, it's really the A's where a lot of the action is.
So this is an international trend. What is actually going on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different impacts on it, but we think the main thing is the incentives on academics to give out higher grades. So in any system where the academics are worried about their student numbers, they're going to be tempted to give out quite generous grades in order to make sure that students come to their classes. And in any system where the academics are judged by student feedback, they're going to be tempted again to give out generous grades because they want good student feedback. And there have been lots of studies that show that there's actually a correlation between the grades that academics give out and how they're judged by students and their feedback. So they have a lot of pressure to do this because otherwise the student numbers go down, they might lose their job. If their student feedback isn't very good, they might not get promoted or they might lose their job.
How do you know that teachers and students aren't just doing better work?
We don't know that per se. We actually looked through in our report in August three or four different reasons to believe or why we might believe that the students are getting better. So we looked at what the grades they were getting at high schools. You know, maybe there's the incoming cohorts are especially good. But actually, if you look at the international PISA scores, performance at high school is actually going down in New Zealand and performance at university is going up. So that's suspicious. We looked at the proportion of students who are female because female students tend to get better grades, but actually that hasn't changed for a long time. Female participation increased sort of 20 or 30 years ago, but recently it's been flatlining, and in the same period the grades continue to rise. Funding per student did continue to rise to 2019, but it fell during the COVID period just as grades spiked. And finally, we looked at the ratio of staff to students, which has actually remained pretty steady since 2015. So none of those things seem to explain why we have this rise in grades. We are still open if there are researchers out there who want to come to us and say, look, we can prove that students are actually performing better, teaching is actually better in some measurable way. We'd be very happy to see that. But for the time being, the best hypothesis is that what we have is grade inflation, academics giving A's where they previously would have given a B and so on.
So what is the impact of that?
The impact of that is that the top students get robbed of the fruits of their industry. So they work really hard, they're really smart, and they come out with an A, which they think is going to help them get a really good job or get into postgraduate degrees. And actually, everybody else has an A too, or not everybody else, but a lot of other people have an A too. So the value of that A is diluted. The other students, the less industrious students, they're not motivated to work as hard because a lot of them are probably thinking, well, you know, I've heard that there are above 90% pass rates at most New Zealand universities now, which is true. I've heard that A is now the most common grade, or it's about to. So why do I work hard at university if I can come out with a pretty good degree anyway? And you can understand there are going to be knock-on effects for society, students studying less hard at university. And also, you know, it's much more difficult to sort students into different career paths if they have less of an accurate sense of what they're good at. Mm. So there's lots of downsides to this for society.
What is the remedy then? Do we go back to the bell curve?
People have suggested just imposing a bell curve. I think that's a very sort of unsubtle and unsophisticated way of doing it because different cohorts might be especially talented, right? There may be some groups of students that are actually just unusually good. So there are fancier types of statistical moderation technique which you can apply, which sort of automatically adjust GPAs according to how harsh professors' grades. How harsh professors grade, but that's a very complicated thing to do. You have to do it at the national level. An easier thing to do would just be to de-emphasize student numbers in allocating funding to programs, because that's one of the biggest things, as we've seen, that incentivizes academics to give out easier grades, is the sense that if I don't give out good grades, my student numbers are going to drop. So if you make student numbers less important, that takes that pressure off. Also, if you make student feedback forms less crucial to the promotion and assessment of academics, that again takes a little bit of pressure off. They don't feel like they have to give really good grades because otherwise the students are going to turn on them.
And just finally, I know you brought up the COVID impact. What impact did that actually have?
Well, what we saw with COVID was that the proportion of A grades really just spiked. It soared. So it went from something like 35% in most universities to up to 50%. So in the University of Auckland at 2020, 49% of all the grades were A's. And in some universities, we actually heard, this was the case at Auckland, that some of the higher-ups actually said to the rest of the university, we're just going to bump up all the grades by 5%, irrespective of, you know, how good the work is. So things went a bit wild during COVID. I mean, I think there was a strong sense that we have to be empathetic to the students. But after COVID, things readjusted. And the problem is that COVID had kind of created this new normal. And so even after the grades went down again, they immediately started to rebound. And so the trend is now higher than it was before COVID. And that's why with the proportion of A's, A's did become the most common grade briefly in 2020. Then they fell again. But now they're very, very quickly converging. And I'd be surprised if A's were not the most common grade at New Zealand universities this year or within the next few years.
Fascinating. Thank you very much, Dr. James Kierstead there from the New Zealand Initiative.